This is Leslie Von Holten of Chase County, Kansas, with another HPPR Radio Reader's Book Bite. One of my favorite characters in Stormy Weather by Paulette Giles is Winifred Beasley, the county health department nurse who is sent to care for the youngest sister, Bee, as she heals from a fall down a well. As the doctor tells the Stoddard gals, Miss Beasley is very efficient. She has degrees in nutrition and nursing and is, quote, the most concerned person in the world. What he doesn't say is that Winifred is the biggest buzzkill this side of the Rio Grande. When Winifred arrives, she walks into the house uninvited, an air of judgment on her face from the get-go. My concern is with the child, she says after a half introduction. Where is she? Winifred doesn't have time to pretend to like these scrappy Stoddard women. There is work to do. Caregiving is serious business. And down to business she gets. Bee must stay warm. Where is the bleach? Where's the Lysol? Don't touch the bandage. An infection would be disastrous. Who's employed in this home? Don't stare at me. The rations are to be used by the injured child, which is her affectionate term for Bee, and no one else. Canned milk, beef stock, malted milk tablets, cod liver oil, powdered eggs, and calcium tablets. She does congratulate Elizabeth, Bee's mother, for the fact that none of them have head lice. For me, I loved Winifred. This is a book about fearless women who don't back down from salty men at the horse races, who buy shares in oil wells, who drink and dance and drive tractors and everything it takes to stay together as the dust storms roll across West Texas. And yet it's Winifred, stern Winifred from the county health department, who whips these women into shape, shuts them up, makes them bend to her severe form of care and the threat of sending Bee to the Buckner Home for Children in Dallas. She's stern, and she's awful, I am sure, but I also have to think that Winifred carried a lot of responsibility, too. She was a crusader against disease and childhood mortality, in a time when the New Deal safety nets were new and porous. She likely worked daily against the old wives' tales that governed home medicine. She would probably return to homes to see children being treated with strange, regional, almost witchcraft-like ointments, and what constituted health care at the time. In an age when children slipped into illness and death within an afternoon, Winifred had battles to fight. There was no time to win hearts and minds in this war. Life was delicate. Winifred, with her forceful personality and stern countenance, was dressed in armor. And you know what? All that condensed milk and cod liver oil and beef broth paid off. Bee was good as new after a few weeks. And guess who never gets thanked for her efficient work? Well, Winifred, I see you. Good job. The HPPR Radio Readers Book Club is made possible in part by generous gifts from Lon Fromm of Colby and Lynn Hughes of Cimarron, Kansas. Find more at hppr.org or like us on Facebook.